Now, it's time to flip this tape. On side two, you'll find a wonderful, calming relaxation exercise.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. You are listening to Bright Side of the Poop here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at CFRC.ca. I'm Henry without the horn.
I'm Tommy with the horn.
I'm Danny and I am the horn. Dog.
And speaking of dogs, we just listened to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and Obla Di Obla Da and Lady Madonna. Madonna, the three famous Beatles songs, a medley of them, by the New World Electronic Chamber Ensemble. That was pretty cool.
I liked it, but I don't know enough about the Beatles to know
I like
any
punk
of those
rock
songs.
I like grunge rock.
I don't
I like
know any.
I like this. I like that. I like rock. nothing would exist without the Beatles.
I'm not saying I dislike the Beatles. I'm just saying I'm not a Beatle maniac.
So you just aren't cultured. You just don't know anything.
I'm not a Beatle maniac. You're a Beatle. Sorry.
Nothing yet.
Yeah, I'm a Beatle.
Slip.
Thanks. Are you a Beatle maniac, Danny?
Yeah, I'm actually a pretty big Beatle head, actually. I'm somewhat of a Beatle fanatic.
So who's
actually
your favorite Beatle then?
Well,
Paul.
I wasn't done. My favorite Beatle would actually probably have to be Ringo.
Oh, but what about Elvis?
Yeah, but I think Elvis.
What about Elvis?
What about Anton the Entertainer? Stop. What about Anton the Entertainer? I meant to play him in this episode, but I forgot.
We'll get to him.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
Yeah, for those who stay listening, there's a treat.
Oh, walla, walla, walla. Well, it's time for our next upcoming song. It is going to be the song Arms by Adam Baldwin. That's some fine CanCon coming up.
I'm so excited.
It was some soulful stuff when we heard it here, folks.
It made me cry.
So, again, that's going to be Arms by Adam Baldwin.
She was born on a bumpy road. Her mama stayed at home. Her daddy worked the boats. He only sailed them songs. When she cried into the night, daddy turned off all the lights, put a record on, and he'd hold her in his arms.
this one goes out for all of you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You would have just heard the group Blue Moon Marquee with their song Think as Thieves. That's a more Canadian.
Think as Thieves?
Yes.
Or Thick?
I think it's supposed to be a subversion on the classic turn of phrase.
I don't know what's the classic turn of phrase.
Thick as Thieves, so it might be a little bit inverted.
Yeah, it's kind of a whole little joke there. And before that, you also would have heard the song Arms by Adam Baldwin. Again, some more Canadian content. That guy working out of the East Coast, actually, for all you East Coast types, you know? Jeez.
Never eat shredded wheat.
Never eat shredded? Why would you say that?
Northeast,
yep,
southwest.
And Tommy's freaking out. Okay. And Tommy's flailing her arms everywhere.
Tommy's throwing blood.
The other day I was coughing up blood.
What is and you, yet you quit cigarettes. I think quitting cigarettes helped.
It was from vomiting
anything.
too hard.
Like, why?
I vomited.
What were you doing?
Like a sludge.
You vomited again?
Again?
You vomited not that long ago.
Oh, I think I either.
Wait, when did you vomit last?
I either had too much too much thing to drink, or I
when
got
food, was this?
Or got food poisoning. This was on Sunday morning. Brings the dawn in.
Sunday morning. Where were we Saturday night?
I had a marching band thing Saturday night.
Where were we?
Taking a pee.
That's actually a great question. And if anyone at home listening knows, they could call in or something.
Cause I'm gonna
we're
check.
Actually really in distress.
Call
about this.
Either Tommy's phone number, which is.
Okay, wait, it was this so thing. No, this is Sunday. Oh, but this is at 2 in the morning. Oh, okay, so we were at your house, Danny.
We were at my house.
We were at Danny's house. Because Danny's roommate Pierce, who is a Gale, was having his, was it Rail the Gale?
I don't know.
That's what they were calling it. I thought that was a little crude.
Yeah.
Okay, so to tune everyone else out, if you want to guess what was really happening, you can contact Tommy at 613-709-7744.
Please.
Me at 647-388-8401. And Danny at
519-377-4554.
And make sure you get it right with Danny, or else you're going to e-transfer $15 to the wrong person.
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
yep, my number
or else you'll
neighbor.
Have to eat Danny. Anyways.
No, I paid Danny's number neighbor.
Yeah, I know. I was there when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking
right.
of, did you ever get that money back from my number neighbor?
No, I didn't.
Did she ever respond to you when you said, hey, you have
I
my
didn't
money?
Text her.
Okay, so everyone at home, please... spam call and call bomb threats in under whoever owns the number 519-377-4553.
This doesn't represent the views of CFRC 101.9 FM, the Queen's Campus Radio. Upcoming, we're going to hear the song Apartheid by K9 Posse.
Genocide, the rich get richer while millions are brutalized. The ones that stand are victims of homicide. The ones that don't are taking on long rides. You know the one that's just like a Disney trip, Alice in Wonderland, and all that silly shit. Send you to college to learn the American dream. All but one heart, you know what I mean? That's the part saying that you ain't down with this, courtesy of Yakov, the biggest scientist. To society, trick knowledge, for this backs of blacks endured mileage. Blood filled the street, drawn from everyone. Children bucked with the blast of a shotgun. Family defenseless, cause they ain't got none. Still a brother won't hang, cause they say that he shot one. Justice for oppression, no less, they ain't got none. Excuse for this? Containment. Read your history books and they'll explain this. Harsh but helpful, Jack Bunch, I pull up to present day when rap should have been a fad. They just knew it would come and go like a plague. Attack, then rap was all black. But down the line, when rap started to make noise, lo and behold, they put out Beastie Boys. But God bless the rest that be maxing, saying, where? Well, it's happening right here, and I care. We ain't going out, so we shout.
This is Mr. Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strongman.
Each man stands alone, his power is neutralized. History vaporizes, so dehumanized. Apartheid.
Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM, the last on your dial, but the first in your hearts, and that's the truth.
With everything, including the kitchen sink. Don't be calm, thinking anything. Recognizing the thing is the missing link. Hear men's papers, but not what he thinks. I'm breaking the chain so they can be broken. Microscoping, I write the fights, so let's get open. Bust the lyric, tool, the papers, the tool of government gave. Your 48 is a one you.
VIP just laughed. Doing it smooth to show and move the masses. Removing the dust from y'all's glasses. In the rhyme, canine and seeing eye for the blind. We are the world, an ad lib fib, bro. The concept was dope, but it didn't work out so. Dictator puppets stole the money and ran. As deadly as drought with clout, they robbed the land. Gold from gold mines, the earth's in the sunshine. Knowledge of culture, just like I did mine. They had it going on even before I was born. Apartheid's wrong, so I wrote a song on a 5 minute long jam explaining who I am, none of my race, cause I'm black damn. Like Moses, bringing a message, don't oppose this. You freed Mandela and still making my shit list. Raise your fists like this and everybody say, yo, I can never ever sing Swing Low.
I love broken code.
drugs so much, I don't think I can come down. I really don't.
Yep.
And everybody thinks I'm high, and I am.
Collector, there was no way of knowing what could have been in those books that he bought.
Everybody thinks I'm high, and I am. And everybody thinks I'm high, and I am.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks I'm high, and I am.
No.
And everybody thinks I'm high, and I am.
Yeah.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire, Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Welcome back. You are still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or online at CFRC.ca.
In the jungle on the banana phone.
Yep, thanks for interrupting, Tommy. This is Bright Side of the Poo with me, your host, Henry, my co-host, Tommy, and our guest host,
Danny.
And Danny, you sure are a star. Can you tell us what the song we just listened to was called?
Yep, absolutely I can. That was Death to Swag. Featuring Fat Limp.
That was some CanCon. That was from my home Toronto, the Six. I actually knew him. The writer of that song, actually. And before that, you also would have heard a song that I probably heard while on the streets of Toronto a lot. It's called Apartheid. it's by K9 Posse. You know, and all I got to say is, whether it's in South Africa or somewhere a little more close to home. Apartheid.
Close to home.
Apartheid can never be stood for.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank God. Jesus Christ.
We're actually airing you. You can't have that opinion. Shut up.
Sweet.
Well, okay. Lol. So.
Danny was too stunned to speak.
All right. Well, actually, I could speak at length. I actually believe there's somewhat of an apartheid going on in this room.
Wow.
Thank you, Nelson Mandani.
And it's not true what they say about me.
What, that you have milky farts?
Can we stop using that term, please? Please. I can't do it.
Okay, well... Suck. See, actually, as someone who's part of the Milky Farts community,
Like that was a creamy one.
It's sort of terminology and nomenclature that we in the community have reclaimed, and so, you know, it's we can say.
Well, who's we? Like you, Bad Farty, who just did the Fart Time show.
See, I know that one took you a while to come up with, because you were silent for the moments leading up. You were thinking about it.
Well, hey, I threw in the fart time show in at the last minute.
That was the best part.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was on the fly.
What are we listening to?
Well, next up, we're going to be listening to the Cosmic Slop Shop with their song Twims.
Anyhow.
When I was 8 years old, I was introduced to my first piece of poop tank, jumped up in it like a brand new Lexus coupe. With a big old smile on my face, skinning and grinning and dipping up in it. I left at this funny ass feeling, so I said, hold up, wait 1 minute. Thought to myself, feel kinda good though, that was potent. 4 or 5 minutes later, my body just went into this jerking motion. Ever since then, I've been sprung, it was the bomb. So when I hum, my homies up skinning.
This all happened to me as well, also.
I wasn't done. While they was outside playing, no bill ditching, hot and go see. Big Lurch was indoors playing, hot and go get it, won't let me. Sporting the hell out of them kangaroos that was on my feet, and my tuskies was looking fresh at the cleanest, tightly creased. Fuck with NBC, Steven back then with my nunchucks undercover. Too young to shoot you, but I had a big Bruce Lee boy like a stocky brother who taught me the game, and that's that thing changed, never be the same. And all of my childhood homies is dead or either in jail or hood. And as for me, well, Big Lurch simply don't give up. Got 11 dead homies and I won't be 12, so I'm quick to bug. Cause it's my nine that's with the moves and they don't get it. That's because they be slaying
the brand.
Brand of things that you searching for, you had, you bone with game. Play a haterism, I'm not with it. Now boys be trippin', cause it gets my nonsense with them, then they don't get it. That's because they be slaying with a brain. Brain, the things that you searching for, you had, you bone with game.
We apologize for that. We were recently under victim of a Russian cyber attack. They hacked the broadcast.
Where am I? Thinking to myself, this robber's job is homie, but they better say yeah. Hung up the phone that I told my old man, midnight H was in. Very alert, tell ya, can I go hell no? You better get your own. I saw the beast, the rebel, dirty, oh boy, I'm gone. Now when I arrived, I was thinking to myself, Big Lurch, remain calm. So I reached in my pocket, pulled it up and fired up a bomb. Walked in the door,
went straight to the room.
Straight to the room.
Took off my coat, shirt, and pants, now down to my vulnerable lungs. Every girlfriend had a big gold butt, tight jeans, and a pretty face. When
it seems as after we countered that Russian cyber attack, we messed some stuff up with our speed, but don't worry, it's back to normal.
I'm gonna get my ride. So I did what I did, smoked up after I finished with her. The next day, a boyfriend walked up to me and asked, man, did I hit? Yeah, I hit him both this true. Guess I'm more than a pimp than you. He's one, so I beat that too. You can't get no truth. I'm not blessed. Now, don't be prepping for this. My knives are for the day I'm set. Yes, because baby, you're right. 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 Why you can't hate me? I bet you don't even know. Is it because I get twisms and you never had one of them before? Better yet, you wouldn't know what to do if you had two women lend this to you. Cause it's how mama said you wouldn't even satisfy another. If I was you, I feel less than a man. Cause you let me in scan and flew with your mind to kill and kill again. When you gas to the band, checking that squall, cheating on you cause you was too small. Now you're resorting to using your balls, sitting in jail, got caught by the laws. Why she still doing what she do? You in jail and she running through. Evan and your crew, letting them get some twisms too. And that's a shame cause she swang ain't on my dangin' lane. Dangin' lane, swinging in them guns daily. I say no squalls, I let O save me.
Swag ballistic. I'm like a doctor operating the surgery. To all these swagless niggas that never heard of me. Introducing Fat Lip, the real shit. Y'all don't know how I get up on this swag shit. Swag fabulous, swag miraculous shit. Swag back and bagging straggler chicks. Sometimes I swag slow, sometimes I swag hard. Hit the mall, put it all on the swag card. Put it in the bag, bag full of swag. I'm trying to tell you, girl, I swag like your dad. See me do my swag daddy. When I'm kicking this on the floor, cause the swag so ridiculous. I'm blessed with the swag, I guess I'm gifted. Roll the swag, man, it's time to get lifted.
Get to the swag, 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 get to the swag. Swag in the bag and I throw it in the bag. Swag in the bag and I throw it in the bag. Swag in the bag and I throw it in the bag. Rest in peace and I throw it in the bag.
And all these sweaty little kids steady swagging at me. Nah. Like I'm a son of this shit, talking and bragging on me. Oh. A vagabond and a swag opponent and pack a party. If you ain't heard of me, better learn up and ask somebody. With Luciano to Toronto, where I swag a body. Oh. So watch your tone, top tone, like an ass Pilates. I'm getting busier than business when I rap with Lonnie. I'm getting lit up like a split, but no one passing on me. Oh. Yeah, see, I rap for the swag and I stick. She's wagging the bag if you get mad. She's kicks tied tight, cause I kick mad bar flips.
And I'm Smug Henry, I'm from the six. You gotta watch out for me if you get rich. Yo, you gotta watch out, I'm the toughest guy ever to have a gout.
Get to the swag, 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 get to the swag. Swag in the bag and I throw it in the bag. Swag in the bag and I throw it in the bag. Swag in the bag and I throw it in the bag.
rest in peace and I throw it in the bag.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at Canada.ca.
Okay, good to know how to beer it up here in Canada. You're still listening to Bright Side of the Poo with Henry, Tommy, and Danny here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I think...
Okay. Yep. Okay, so we
that
don't do that here. You just would have heard Twims with their song Cosmic Slop Shop. Other way around, get pranked. That was Cosmic Slop Shop with their song Twims. Beautiful.
And right after that, you would have heard Tommy making a fool of themselves, but...
I don't use they pronouns.
Okay, well...
Wow. No.
Danny, don't lick Tommy.
Don't do what you did to that banana bread earlier.
Oh, that banana bread. Well, I like to tell people at home, it's not so much what I did to the banana bread, but what the banana bread did to me, because I don't feel the same after...
In some I ways, made it.
Did you end up eating the banana bread at all?
Yeah.
Okay, you homo.
What's wrong with banana bread? It's already called banana bread.
Oh, that's true. Because we thought that Danny had somehow defiled the banana bread.
Well, maybe he did, but do you know what I know is also awesome? Manfred Mann's Earth Band with their song Demolition Man.
Scout, heavy, sniper, engineer,
medic,
pyro, medic,
spy.
Getting
nightmare, and that's a null of doom. I kill conversation as I walk into the room. I'm a three-line whip, I'm a sort of thing that bad. I'm a walking disaster boy. I'm a walking nightmare, and that's a null of doom. I kill conversation as I walk into the room. I'm a three-line whip, I'm a sort of thing that bad. I'm a walking disaster boy.
I'm an answer of doom.
As I walk into the room,
to interrupt, but this is it. Ain't that right? This is it.
That's the truth.
Okay, last thing you would have heard was Sleeper, a song by The Letdowns, a relatively new band out of Toronto. That's one of their new releases, actually, about a week old. I'm good friends with the lead singer and rhythm guitar player of that band, and I really think you folks should give it a listen there, because it's some real great stuff. Before that, you would have heard the South African band Manfred Mann's Earth Band with their song Demolition Man. Any thoughts, my two friends, Tommy and Danny?
I like all music, Henry.
Oh, beautiful. Your thoughts, Danny?
I'm having my Wikipedia time.
So. Your arrhythmia time?
Demo Man Scouts time. By Medic Heavy Pyro. Engineer,
spy.
I said spy.
Oh, medic.
I said medic. Sniper.
Pyro.
I said pyro.
Soldier.
I didn't say soldier.
Heavy.
I don't think. I said heavy.
What about the civilian?
This is just going to become a TF2 talk show.
I love TF2, man.
Yeah, we know.
Although we listened to K9P earlier.
That's way better than TF2.
Nope, you're wrong.
Okay, so Tommy's favorite game is Marvel Rivals.
No, it's not. My favorite game is Resident Evil 4.
You can't play that online.
Is that the one with Leon Kennedy? I saw an image.
Yes, but I don't like it because of Leon Kennedy. I like it because of its artistic elements.
But isn't Leon Kennedy one of the artistic elements?
Oh, hardly. He's nothing.
Oh, hardly.
Is that the game where he...
Hard Leon Kennedy. Yes, oh, I'm sure he is.
There might have been a time where I felt something for Leon Kennedy.
I mean, look at him.
Well, exactly, but we all have to grow up eventually.
Which is ironic.
Where's everyone going?
Bingo!
I have said to my right arm to dispose of you. Your right arm comes off.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, Danny, you were
just
saying?
Have you ever played Resident Evil 4, Danny?
No.
Oh, so you don't understand the references.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Well,
now you know Danny knows how it feels about the TFU stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
I know everything, so
I don't really care about that kind of stuff. mostly because I don't play video games. I read.
Shut up.
I read the news, and I read articles online, and I read essays, and I read fine literature.
Wikipedia right now.
Okay, Wikipedia, everyone knows. Anyone can add anything to that. I actually added some controversial things to a couple articles.
Sexopedia.
What articles?
Well, they were on Sexopedia.
I feel like Batman or Halo.
Hello. I am... Okay, Grok.
Stop.
Okay, Grok. Make it a picture of Tommy.
No. We're just going to put an end to that one real quick.
Anyway, speaking of putting an end to things real quick, yeah. It's time for the end of the show.
Put the show down.
And then it'll rise up from the grave.
Oh, Lord. Our last song is going to be the Welcomes String Mix by Don't Let Go. Or maybe the other way around. I don't know and I don't care. Thank you. Have a nice night. And you've listened to Bright Side of the Pooh here on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at CFRC.ca. I'm Henry. That's Tommy. That's Danny. And good night.
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah.
Swouth.
Oh, it feels good, don't let go. Oh, it feels good, don't let go. down.